谢谢主席的勉励。
Thank you for your encouragement.
还有压力。
And pressure.
感谢主。
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我在教会里面教我们弟兄姐妹们说 Hallelujah 的时候，双手要举起来。
When I taught the brothers and sisters in my church to say Hallelujah, I teach them to raise both their hands.
因为你赞美一件赞美神的时候。我不是 Hallelujah.
Because you're praising God, you can't be praising God with both your hands down.
要整个豁出去，要尽心尽性尽力的这样子做。
You must say with all of your heart, mind, and your soul.
我们来练习一次。
Let's practice this.
一二三 ，Hallelujah! 啊，太美了 ，Hallelujah!
That's awesome. Yes.
好，请你跟你旁边的人说，谢谢你坐在我旁边。
Say to the person next to you, thank you for sitting next to me.Thank you for standing next to me.
谢谢各位弟兄姐妹朋友们，很高兴哈。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, I'm so so happy this morning.
你知道，每次踏入到神的家里面，我心里面就很欢喜。
Every time I walk into the house of God, my heart is just filled with joy.
除非有特别原因，要不然的话，我差不多一天一个礼拜有六天会在教会里面。
Unless there are extra circumstances, but I will be at church pretty much at least six times a week.
因为在教会里面的时候，看到弟兄姐妹们来，哇，我心里面就很感恩。
And when I'm in church and I see brothers and sisters at church, my heart is just filled with so much joy.
周间他们虽然没有来。
So in between, sometimes they may not show up.
因为大家都要上班嘛，哈。
Because you know we all work.
但是有时候你在那边走，经过那些房间的时候，我都可以想到，当这个房间有人的时候的那个时候的欢笑是什么。
But I will be walking around along my church, and I will imagine a classroom that is filled with the people that were usually there, and the laughter and the joy in there.
提醒我。啊，这是上帝交给我们的羊。
It reminds me of that these are the sheep that God has put upon me.
提醒我，服事是很辛苦。
It reminds me that yes, it is a lot of it is not easy to serve.
但是是很幸福的。
But it is the feeling it is very blessed to serve God.
但真正的幸福。
But the real blessing
是来自我对上帝的信靠顺服
comes from me obeying and trusting God.
认识到我只是一个器皿
and I realize that I'm only an instrument of God.
认识到上帝很爱我，疼我
I learned and realized that God loves me.
把我放在这里来享受跟经历上帝的爱
He put me here.To enjoy him.
享受经历来自弟兄姐妹们的
And to enjoy the fellowship that comes from brothers and sisters.
来到这里，神又让我享受到从你们那里来的爱。
And so as I'm here in Tallahassee, God allows me to enjoy your presence again.
看到你们在主日时候的出现，我就感谢神。
Seeing your attendance this morning, I give thanks to God for that.
因为你们是来这里敬拜神的。
Because you came here to worship God.
希望你不是来这里只是来看看我而已。
I hope that you're not here just to see me.
因为我没有什么好看。
Because there's nothing good about me to see.
但是你来看我也可以啦。
But you can come and see me still.
让我心里舒服一点。
And that makes me feel good.
感谢主能够看到你们。
I'm so thankful to God that you're here. I can see you.
你们的出现对我是一个很大的激励。
Your appearance this morning is a great encouragement to me.
当我知道在塔城这边有一群人像你们这样子的人在这里，周日聚集在一起来敬拜我们的上帝，哇，我心里面就非常的高兴。
Oh, I'm so happy. My heart is just filled with so much joy when I know that there's this group of people here in Tallahassee, and you come every Sunday. You come here and you worship God.
时间过得很快。
Time flies.
两天就这样过去了。
And I've been here for 2 days.
我经历了两天的恩典。
And I've experienced 2 days of grace.
希望在这两天里的服事对大家都有些帮助。大家都有点收获。
And I hope that my service here in the past 2 days has been fruitful to you and been beneficial to you.
对我来讲，我已经得到很多很多的恩典了。
To me, I've already received lots and lots of grace.
因为我已经跟很多人握过手了。
Because I have shaken many of your hands.
所以，在你们离开之前，如果我还没有跟你握过手的人，我还是要跟你握手。
So before you leave today, if I have not shake your hand, I still want to do that.
礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天这三天里面，如果你没有跟我握过手的人，请你一定要跟我握手。
So in the last three days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you still have not shake my hands, please, I want to shake your hand.
好，在这两天里面，我们认识到幸福的缘由。
And so in the last two days, we have learned about the origin of blessing.
是来自耶稣。
That came from Jesus.
我们也认识到自己是幸福的器皿。
We've also learned that we are all instruments of
blessing. 器皿是来用来传达上帝的爱与恩典。
And as instruments, we're being used to convey God's love and God's grace.
我们也讨论到幸福的两面。
And we also talk about the two sides of blessing.
深层的意义。
We talk deeply into this two sides.
昂贵的代价跟救恩的喜乐。
And we talk about the price of the cross and the blessings of salvation.
刚才我们早上我们有谈到幸福的传承是我们的责任。
This morning we talk about the legacy of blessing and that's our responsibility.
现在我们来思考幸福的持续。
And now we're going to continue to talk about the continuation of blessings.
我很喜欢有一个有关幸福心态的教导。
I really love a teaching and that talks about our attitude.
我来念一段给大家听。
Let me read this to you.
对一个无所事事的穷人来说，有钱就是幸福。
To a person who is poor, money is happiness.
对一个匆匆忙忙的富人来说，就是有钱人来说，有闲就是有时间，就是幸福。
To a busy, rich person, having leisure is happiness.
对一个满头大汗的农民来说，丰收就是幸福。
To a sweaty farmer, harvest is happiness.
对一个漂泊他乡的游子来说，回家就是幸福。
To a person who is wandering around, home is where happiness is.
对一个失去双脚的残者来说，能走路就是幸福。
To a handicapped person, the ability to walk is happiness.
对一个失去光明的盲人来说，能看见就是幸福。
To a blind person, to be able to see is happiness.
对一天到晚日夜加班的工人来说，不上班就是幸福。
To a worker who works overtime, to not work would be happiness.
对一个德高望重的医生来说，治好病就是幸福。
To a respected doctor, to be able to cure a disease would be happiness.
对一个衣不遮体的乞丐来说，有饭吃就是幸福。
To a beggar who has no clothes, food is happiness.
对一个北京奥运选手来说，拿到金牌就是幸福。
To an Olympian, the ability to get a gold is happiness.
对一个失去孩子的母亲来说，找到孩子就是幸福。
To a mother who has lost her child, to find the child is happiness.
对一个生命垂危的病人来说，能够活着就是幸福。
To a dying patient, to be able to live is happiness.
还有许多许多的这样子的例子。
And there are many more of these examples.
但这里面我们可以观察到，每一个人对幸福呢，都有不同的心态。
But here we can observe that everyone treats happiness or blessings with a different attitude.
每个人对幸福的定义呢，是因为人事地物还有时间等的改变而改变。
And our definition of blessings are affected by people, subject, place, material, time, and it changes as these changes.
我共同点就是每个人都在寻找幸福。
But the common point here is that everyone is looking for blessing, for happiness.
没有去寻找幸福人，就是寻找没有幸福。
A person who is not looking for that is a person who is not that.
所以人人都在寻找幸福。
So every one of us is looking for blessings.
不但希望能够寻找到，而且还希望能够持久拥有那个幸福。
Not only are all of us looking for blessings, we want it to be We want it to last.
请问有谁希望他的幸福是短暂的？
Any one of us wish that your happiness and your blessings are short-lived?
请问有谁不希望他的幸福能够持续下去？
Any one of us who doesn't want your blessings to continue?
可是许多时候，幸福就像昙花一现，来也匆匆，去也匆匆。
But many times, blessings come like vapor in the wind. It comes and it goes.
要如何的来才能够持久呢？
How then can it stay with you?
这就是今天我们要来思考的。
And so this is our topic this morning.
我们回到神的话语当中，我们来思考。
And let's return to the Word of God and let us talk, think about this.
从神的话语里面，牧师要与大家一起来思考，让幸福能持续，有哪些是我们需要注意的地方。
And so we're going to look into God's Word and I'm going to share with you what are the things that we could do to continue to enjoy blessing.
牧师还是跟往常一样，只给你三点。
Just like before, I will give you 3 points.
第一点就是
Number one.
认识幸福的目的。
To know the purpose of blessing.
人活在世上一定有活的目的。
We live on this earth. We all have a purpose on this earth.
因为有了目的可以帮助人产生动力。
Because if you have a purpose, then you will have a motivation.
第二是探索幸福的方向。
Second is to search the direction of blessing.
人活得有目的就会有目标，但是还要走在正确的方向上。
If you have a purpose,then you will have a target, then you'll be walking in the correct direction.
第三点是要活出幸福的价值。
Third is to live out the value of your blessing.
人活得有目的，有目标，有正确的方向，还要活出那个价值来。
When you have a purpose in living, you have a target, and you're in the right direction, you have to live it out with value.
第一点，认识幸福的目的。
So back to number one, to know your purpose, the purpose of your blessing.
这就是要我们去思考我们为什么要活着在这个世界上。
This will help us to know why we're living on earth.
大家有没有想过我们每日的作业？
Have you ever thought about your homework, your daily work?
Our daily life, 我们每日的生活。好，我来讲给大家听哈，看对不跟你的有没有类似。
So let me describe a little bit, see if this is similar to your life.
我们每天早上起床。
We wake up every morning.
吃三餐。
We ate 3 meals.
有些人一天可能吃更多了。
Some may eat more meals.
还有些人不停的吃。
Some keep eating.
然后开车上班或上学。
We drive to school or we drive to work.
开车的时候要学习忍耐那些突然从你面前超车的那些人的这种的超车。
As you drive, you have to be patient with those people who passes you.
要忍受那些惊吓。
And you have to endure all the surprises.
上班的时候或上学的时候，就像天气一样，时好时坏。
At work or at school, it's just like the weather. Some days are good and some days are bad.
很多脸色要看。
You have to the people around you that you have to be aware of.
回家后，有时还要加班。
You go home, but then some days you have to work overtime.
要做晚餐。
You cook dinner.
要陪孩子做功课。
You do homework with children.
要陪配偶谈天。
You talk to your spouse.
有时真的是谈天啊。
Sometimes you just talk about nothing.
因为双方各说各的，没有人听得懂对方说什么。
So you just talk among you talk your own topic.
这些以后，哎呀，洗个热水澡。
And when all of these are done, you take a shower.
好不容易可以到了有自己的时间了。
And so finally, you get your own time.
一看时间。
And you look at your time.
哇，该睡觉了。
Oh, time to sleep.
预备明天重复今天才经历过的。
And you prepare for what's going to happen tomorrow.
英文叫 start over.
You start all over again and repeat what you did today.
请问这是不是我们的人生？
Question, is this your life?
当然了，现在比较超级科技点就是电话，一天到晚就是看电话，明天重新看。
Of course, nowadays with our phones in our hands, we look into our phone, and tomorrow we repeat and we look at our phone again.
而且里面因为你的 memory 好的话，前面还可以往前看，今天看完今天的来的，还可以去看昨天的，可以再去看前天的。
Well, if you have really good phone, you could see your schedules for previous or in future.
反正就是看。
All you do is you stare in your phone.
请问，我们会不会很快乐的说？ 哎呀，我要快点去睡觉了，因为我等不及明天要来，要去重复做昨天做的事。
Would you be so excited before you go to bed and say, "Oh, it's time to go to bed. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to repeat what I did today."
啊，我的盼望就是重做一遍。
My hope is to just repeat what I did today.
重做一遍同样的事。
Repeat the same thing over again.
请问，这是不是你们的盼望
？Is that your hope?
请问，这是不是我们每次生活的目标
？Is that the purpose of living?
请问这样子，我们会有什么样的动力
？If that is the case, what is your motivation?
请问这样子，我们对明天有什么盼望
？If that's the case, what is your hope for tomorrow?
请问你，我们愿不愿意每天这样子重复的这样子活下去
？Question is that what you want to do to repeat your life over and over and over again?
请问这样的生活，人生的目的是什么
？Question is if that's your life, what is the purpose of your life?
如果我们没有人生的目的，我们就会随风飘动。
If you do not have a purpose in your life, then you go with the flow, you're with the wind.
生命就没有动力。
There's no motivation in your life.
所以早上起来就
，You wake every morning going like that.
都是眯眯眼。
With your squinting eyes.
一天到晚忙什么都不知道。
You're busy every day, but what was your business about?
我们会不会觉得很可怜
？We feel sorry for ourselves.
基督徒们
，Christians，
这不是神的旨意。
This is not God's will for you.
所以基督徒们要为这等人祷告。
We need to pray for these people.
因为我们基督徒是有盼望的人。
Because as Christians, as believers, we have hope.
耶稣是我们的盼望。
Jesus is our hope.
所以我们要伸出手帮助他们。
So we need to reach out our hands to go help these people.
帮助人找到人生的目的。
To help them find the purpose in their life.
人生的目的，最基本上来讲就是活下去。
The very basic purpose of living is to continue to live.
就是活完，走完。我们这一生的路
，which is to finish our road on this earth。
所以每天我们要奋斗，要去上班，要去赚钱，来维持我们每天的需要。
And that is why we continue to fight. We go to work. We earn a living so that we could live on.
我们要为自己活。
We live for ourselves.
人从出生开始就是在为自己活。
A person was born to live for himself.
小 baby 肚子饿的时候，他就要喝奶。
A little baby when he's hungry, he just wanted milk.
他一定会告诉他的父母。
He will tell his parents.
请问他小 baby 如何告诉他父母他要喝奶了
？Question is, how does a baby tell the parents?
哭嘛。
You cry.
哇
哇。
Good sound effect. 哭，为了奶就要哭。
For the milk that he crave, he'll cry.
你有没有注意到，小 baby 不会管你忙不忙，不管你在做什么，他要喝奶的时候就是要喝奶。
The little baby will not care what you're doing now, whether you're free or not. If the baby wants milk now, he wants it now.
你不给他喝奶的时候怎么样
？What if you don't give the baby milk?
你看看，他会哭得很大声。
What would a baby do?
越哭越大声。
He'll cry louder and louder.
哭到你只给他知道你给他奶的时候。
He will cry until he gets milk from you.
还有就是哭到他睡着的时候。
Or baby will cry until he falls asleep.
那人长大以后呢
？And now, okay, we're grown up.
还是为自己而活。
We still live for ourselves.
一直找到一个喜爱的人。
Maybe until you found someone that you love.
就开始为那喜爱的人而活。
Then maybe you will live for the person that you love.
我等不及了，五点下班哦，我4:55在楼下等你。
Well, maybe she gets off work at 5, but oh, I'll wait for you at 4:55 by your office.
哦，亲爱的，今天晚上想吃什么
？Oh dear, what would you want to eat tonight?
我们就开始为我们喜爱的人而活。
And so you start living for the person that you love.
结婚后有了孩子，就为孩子而活。
And you get married, and you have children, and you started living for your children.
Mom, Dad, time for soccer game.
Yeah, 打球啦。
妈妈就是，所以 soccer mom 就是这样子来的。
And so time to go soccer.
孩子要去这边，就要带孩子去这边；孩子去那边，就带孩子去那边。所以为孩子而活。
And so if your child needed to go here, you drive them here. Your children need to go here, you drive them there. You live for your children.
所以孩子们好好学，因为以后你要为你孩子做同样的事。
So children, you need to learn as well, because they are going to do this for your children.
但是学习感恩。
But then you have to learn to be thankful.
这样你孩子也会向你感恩。
Because if you are thankful, your children will also learn how to be thankful.
因为父母要放下自己要做的事，去为孩子做孩子要做的事。
Because a parent needs to drop everything that they have or they were doing to go and serve the children.
因为父母的牺牲，孩子能够得到喜乐。
Because of the sacrifice that the parents make, the children can be blessed.
所以你们做这些事的时候，结束以后一定要抱着很喜乐的心。
So when you guys are doing stuff like this, when you completed a job, you need to complete it with a joyful heart.
就算比赛输了，也要抱着很快乐的心。
And even if even if you lose that soccer game, you still need to
be very
accept
happy.
Accept it happily.
Yeah. 因为你的父母会因为你的喜乐而喜乐。
Because your parents will be happy because of your happiness.
你的父母为了你的喜乐，他们愿意牺牲一切。
For the sake of your happiness, your parents are willing to sacrifice.
所以我们要感恩。
That's why we need to be thankful.
那孩子大了以后呢？为谁活？
And so parents, when your children are growing up, then who do you live for?
为孙子活啊。
Then now you start living for your grandchildren.
所以你看看这些爷爷奶奶、公公婆婆们。婆婆们一天到晚就是跟着孙子在那边为孙子活。
So we see a lot of grandparents all running around after their grandchildren and living for them.
我知道，我听了一个在我教会里面听了一个从国内来的笑话。
There's a joke from my church.
因为国内大部分都是一个孩子嘛。
And so, like from China, there's usually a one-child policy.
所以呢，那个孩子很幸福。
And so this child is very, very blessed.
我要喝水。
I need a drink.
六杯水来了。
Six cups of water come.
爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶、公公婆婆。
Mom and dad, both sides of parents, are grandparents.
所以你要喝哪一杯
？So which cup is the child going to drink from?
所以长大以后呢，为孙子而活。
So you know, as we grow older, we live for our grandchildren.
之后呢
？After
为谁活？
What happened after that? Who do you live for?
为谁活
？Who do you live for?
罗马书告诉我们，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。
Romans 14. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
孩子会长大，会要成家，会要独立，所以他们会离开。
Your children will grow up. They're going to be independent. They'll be married, and they'll leave.
爸爸妈妈会老。
Parents will grow old.
老了以后，时间到了，就会离开了。
When the time is up, they will leave as well.
所以为人而活的话，你是没办法满足任何人的。
If you were to live for another person, there's no way that you could continue doing that.
这里的经文提醒我们，我们要为主而活。
The scripture here reminds us to live for the Lord.
因为当我们为主而活的时候，这些人就会得到满足了。
Because when we start living for the Lord, then we will be satisfied.
这经文里面有一个重点，我们可以看到就是我们或活或死，总是主的人。
The important point here is if we live or we die to the Lord. We belong to the Lord.
总是主的人的意思就是我们是属主的。
Belong to the Lord simply means we all belong to the Lord.
所以人活在世上的目的。除了基本要活下去以外，另外一个就是要找到人生的归属。
And so the purpose for a person to live, besides just continuing to live, which is to find a place where they belong.
请问 归属重要不重要
？Question: Is it important to have a sense of belonging？
我教会里面有一个年轻人。
There's a young person in my church.
他小的时候是一个弃婴。
He was abandoned when he was a child.
被人送到孤儿院。
And he was sent to the orphanage.
他真实的年龄没有人知道。
Nobody knows his real age.
后来被一个美国的基督徒家庭领养到了美国。
And so a Christian family adopted him and brought him to America.
他来到我们的教会。
He came to our church.
他刚来的时候很孤僻。
When he first came, he was very lonely.
心中充满了怨恨。
His heart was filled with resentment.
因为有点残障，所以自卑感也很重。
And he was a little handicapped, and so he was very inferior.
有一次在我们青少年、大学生还有社青联合聚会的时候，他上台分享。
Once he, during our youth gathering, youth in college in gathering, he went on the stage and he shared this.
他说，你们都是幸福的。
He said, you guys, you're all so blessed.
因为你们有爸爸妈妈在你们旁边照顾你、爱你、陪你、帮助你。
Because you all have your mom and your dad beside you to take care of you, to love you, and to help you.
你们都是幸福的。
You're all so blessed.
因为你们都是属于你父母的。
Because you all belong to your parents.
你们要感谢你们的父母。
You need to thank your parents.
因为你们没有办法体会到，也不知道，说这种不知道自己父母是谁的感受。
Because you never understand how it feels like to have no parents.
也不会了解被遗弃的感受是什么。
You also never feel have the feeling of being abandoned.
他是多么的盼望和羡慕。能够从他父母那里得到一个拥抱。
He longed for and he hoped so much to get a hug from his parents.
他很感谢那收养他的父母们。
He was so thankful, so grateful to the parents who adopted him.
愿意收养他，愿意来爱他。
Who adopted him and who loved him.
还愿意把他带到教会来。
And brought him to church.
他说他很感谢教会。
He also mentioned he thanked the church.
因为他从弟兄姐妹的身上他找到了上帝。
Because he shared and said that from all the brothers and sisters around him, he found God.
他认识了上帝。
He came to know God.
他知道他是属上帝的。
He finally realized that he belonged to God.
他终于明白了，上帝为他安排了许多人来爱他。
He finally realized that God has arranged for so many people to surround him, to love him,
来拥抱他
and hug him.
是的，他虽然没有机会得到他亲生父母的爱。
So although he has no chance to receive love from his biological parents,
得到他们的拥抱
hugs from them.
可是他已经得到他收养他的父母，他不称他收养的父母了，他称为他的父母了。他说他得到他在美国这边的父母的拥抱了。
But he received.His parents, his American parents here, their hugs and their love.
还有他们的爱。
And their love.
他也得到了上帝还有弟兄姐妹们之间的爱。
And he also received the love from God and the love from brothers and sisters in church.
牧师，我是一个 hugger.
Pastor is a hugger.He loves to hug. He loves to give hug.
Okay. 所以他每次来教会的时候，看到我一定要给我一个 hug.
So whenever he went to church, he would hug me.
如果他进来，他往那边走过去，他看到我，他往那边走过去的话，他就会过来了。
If he walk into church and if I was standing here and he turns and he walked the other direction, I would look at him strange and then he'll turn around and he'll come back and give me a hug.
如今的他在教会的社青团契里面帮忙。
And so now he is very involved in serving in our church fellowship.
端盘、端菜、擦桌、擦地、洗碗、洗盘子，样样都来。
He does everything around church. He washes the dishes. He cleans the floor. He cleans the table. He does everything around church.
团契的弟兄们很姐妹们都很爱他。
And everyone in the fellowship loves him.
知道他残障，他走路会一拐一拐这样子。
They know that he's a little handicapped.
所以装菜的盘子都比较深的盘子。
And knowing that, so we change the dishes, the place that we have, and make them deeper.
So if
you were to walk with like soup in his bowl, it won't spill.
如果有的话，就会看到另外一个弟兄或姐妹跟着他后面拿着拖把这样子一步一路一路这样插上去。
But if even if he spill, somebody would walk behind him and would be cleaning after him.
没有人讲说他不应该去拿，去端那个盘子。
Nobody would say that. Well, he's not allowed to get that food.
他在教会里面看到新人的时候，他就是充满了笑容，告诉人：“耶稣爱你。”
When you see a newcomer walking into church, he approaches this newcomer and he goes up to them and says, "Jesus loves you."
你是属上帝的。
You belong to God.
你是属上帝的。
You hug them. You belong to God.
我还提醒他，女孩子的时候不要这样子抱，把人家吓死了。
I have to remind him to, if it's a girl, do not hug.
看到小孩子的时候也不要这样抱，把人家吓死了。
But if it was a kid, he would do that.
认识的人，知道你的人才去跟他 hug 一下。
Hug them only if they know you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不要睡着，再一次 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, 感谢主。请问你知道你是属上帝的吗
？Question: Do you know that you belong to God？
请问你知道你活在世上的目的就是要为上帝而活的吗
？Do you know that the purpose of you living on earth is to live for God？
请问你知道上帝是如何的爱你，要赐福给你吗
？Do you know how much God loves you? God wants to bless you。
请问你知道我们的上帝是一位充满怜悯、充满爱的天父吗
？Do you know that our God is a God that's full of grace and mercy？
他不但今天要赐福给你，他还要不断的赐福给你，要持续下去的赐福给你。
Not only does he want to bless you today, he want to continue to give you blessings, and he want to bless you to your next generations.
要从这一代一直延续到下一代，到下一代，下一代。
From your generation to the next and to the next.
为什么
？Why？
因为你是属上帝的。
Because you belong to God.
就像父母们，你会愿意把你的所有的财产以后留给你的孩子们
？Just like parents, would you leave all of your inheritance to your children？
上帝就是要这样子赐福给你，
God、
还有你的后代。
Wants to bless you.
大家可知道这是何等的福气
？You must know how huge this blessing is.
我们是属于一个创造宇宙万物的上帝的人啊。
We belong to the Creator of the universe.
是何等的荣耀啊
！Such glory.
我知道大多数的人应该都有 iPhone 吧。
My guess is most of us has an iPhone.
没有 iPhone， 你有 Samsung 那种很好的什么 Samsung 7还是
Apple？ Either there are Samsung，
或者有些 Apple 产品等等。
Or any Apple product.
好，我就用 Apple 做例子。
So I'm just going to use Apple as an example.
请问在 Apple 上班神气不神气
？Question: Are you proud to work for Apple？
可能这边还挂一个大大的个 Apple 的一个 pin 在这边。
You have a pin that's you know Apple pin.
应该会很神奇，因为是一个很有名气的公司嘛。
You should probably be rather proud because it's a very famous company.
在 Apple 上班的人会不会很卖力
？Those who work in Apple, do you think they work hard?
应该会很卖力啊，因为公司是个有名气的公司啊。
Because this is a famous company.
不可以丢脸啊，而且要保持公司的名誉啊。
You cannot embarrass the company, and you need to maintain the company reputation.
所以要努力的工作啊。
So you need to work hard.
学 IT 的都知道要你一定要先进啊，不先进你就落后了。
If you're in IT, you know that you need to always come up with the latest invention.
所以在那边 Apple 上班的压力很大，一直要有新的产品出来啊。
So there's a lot of pressure working in Apple because you have to keep coming up with new ideas.
他们为什么那么如此的勤劳？因为他们是属于 Apple 的。
Why do they work so hard? Because they work for Apple.
你有看到在 Apple 公司的人跑到别的公司去很勤劳在那边加班吗
？Would you see an Apple employee go to another company and work overtime in that other company?
一是不会，二不合法。
Definitely not. And then secondly, that's against the law.
所以他们当人在 Apple 上班的人，他在那边一定会很卖命。
So those who work in Apple would work very hard.
因为要为 Apple 而活。
Because they live for Apple.
使得公司越来越有名。
So that the company can continue to be famous.
这就成为他们活的目的。
That become the purpose of them living.
这就成为他们持续的动力了。
That becomes the power for them to continue working there.
如果在属 Apple 公司做事人就这么神气。
So if a person who works at Apple could be so proud.
那属上帝的呢？
Now what about you who belong to God?
是不是也很神气啊？
Shouldn't you be proud?
神气嘛。
You ought to be proud.
是不是很幸福啊？
Shouldn't you also be very blessed?
当我们知道我们是属上帝的时候，
When you realize that you belong to God,
我们就知道，就明白我们是要为主而活。
That you will have known that you live for God.
就会用我们的生命来荣耀我们的上帝。
You will use your life to bring glory to God.
为主争光。
To bring glory for God.
因此我们的生命就会产生动力来帮助我们为主而活。
When that happens, there will be this motivation in your life to live to be this bright and shining star for God.
为主发光。
To shine for God.
所以人活着需要认识幸福的目的。
And so for a person to live, you must recognize the purpose of blessing.
就是要知道自己是属上帝的。
That is to know that you belong to God.
所以我们是一个幸福的人。
And we are a blessed person.
这样子生命就会产生动力，就会尽力的为主而活。
Then we will have motivation in our life, then you will live a life to the fullest.
他的幸福就因此一直就会这样子持续下去。
And blessings will continue to come.
第二点。
Second.
探索幸福的方向。
To search for a direction of blessing.
每一年我家会有一个大家庭的聚会。
Yearly, my family will have a huge family gathering.
因为我是长子，我们家有五个孩子。
I'm the eldest in my family. There are five in my family.
不是我家，应该我父母家有五个孩子。
My parents has five children.
我没有在说预言，我只有两个孩子。
I only have two. You all know that.
Okay, 我们五兄弟跟我妈，因为我爸爸回天家了，我们五兄弟跟我妈，我们会把自己的家每个小家通通聚集在一起，有一个大家庭的聚会。
So there are five of us brothers and just my mom, and all of us brothers will bring with us our family together.
今年我们是决定在休斯顿，因为我妈妈跟我弟弟妹妹他们住在那里。
This year we decided to go to Houston because my mom lives there.
其实休斯顿也是师母跟我们的家。
And Houston is also my wife and my family are there.
我们就是在休斯顿认识的，在休斯顿结婚的。
We met in Houston, and we got married in Houston.
好，我们既然知道在休斯顿，我们就决定从杰城开车回 Houston.
So now we know that we're going to Houston. We're going to drive from Jacksonville to Houston.
这一段路很好开，都是开十号公路，除了有一段要开十二号以外。
It's very easy to drive because we hop onto I-10 and then we just keep going on some parts that we have to go out to 12.
好，我们的目的是要参加大家庭大家庭的family reunion 大家庭的聚会。
So we have a purpose, which is to go to my family reunion.
地点是休斯顿。
And the destination is Houston.
杰城在这里 ，Houston 在这里，所以休斯顿是杰城在杰城的西边。
So this is Jacksonville, this is Houston, 什么？
West.
This towards east, west. Houston is towards the west of Jacksonville.
好，我们上，到时间到的时候我们就上车，然后开，车子发动，然后我向北开。
So the time has come for me to leave, and so I got my car and I started driving north.
我会到 Houston 吗？
Will I reach Houston?
为什么？
Why?
方向不对吗？
Is the wrong direction.
对，所以是不会到的。
So I'll never make it to Houston.
所以要达目的地，我们就要有正确的方向。
To reach our destination, we must have the correct direction.
幸福的持续也是一样。
This is the same with continuing to have blessings.
我们知道我们幸福持续的目的是为主而活。
We know the purpose is to live for God.
那方向就要朝主的方向去。
So our direction has to be directed towards God.
要朝主的方向来向主而活。
we need to be in the right direction to God,
如何,
to move towards there.
如何地向主而活呢?
But how do we live for God?
第一就是向律法死。
Number one is to die to the law.
保罗说，我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
Paul said, for through the law, I died to the law so that I may live for God.
我先很快地简介一下，介绍一下保罗他信主的经过。
And I'm going to give you a very brief description of Paul.
保罗以前是扫罗。
Paul, before he became Paul, was his name was Saul.
他是犹太人。
He was a Jew.
他按照他的祖宗严谨的律法受教。
He was trained in the strictest of all of this religious
rules. 很热心地侍奉神。
He was very passionate in his service.
他也曾经到处逼迫信耶稣的人。
And he goes around persecuting the Jesus believers.
把他们抓到起来，关到监牢里面去。
He would go arrest them and throw them into dungeons.
后来他往大马士革去。
Later on his road to Damascus,
要去抓那里信耶稣的人,
he was on his way there to persecute Jesus believers.
要把他们带到耶路撒冷去受刑。
He was going to bring them to Jerusalem to punish them.
就在路上,
so on his road,
听到有个声音对他说,
he heard a voice.
扫罗，扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗回答说, 主啊, 你是谁?
Saul replied, who are you, Lord?
他说，我就是你所逼迫的。
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
当时与他同行的人都看到那光。
At the same time, his companions saw the light.
但没有听明那人说话的声音。
But they could not hear the voice.
扫罗因为那光, 所以眼睛不看不见了。
Saul, because of the bright light, it caused him to be temporarily blind.
就被人拉进了大马士革。
And so they walk him into Damascus.
去见耶稣的门徒亚拿尼亚。
And brought him to see Ananias.
然后亚拿尼亚就为按照圣灵的指示为扫罗祷告还有施浸。
And Ananias prayed for Saul and baptized him.
扫罗就因此信了耶稣。
And because of that, Saul believed in Jesus.
他眼睛就看得见了。 And
his eyes, he started to see.
好，这位为着律法热心的人写信给加拉太教会的书信里面，他就说：“我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。”
This person who was so fervent in persecuting the believers wrote this, because of the law, I died to the law.
保罗虽然是个是为律法主义的维护者，但借着律法，他认识到自己是无力遵守律法。And
Paul, who was such a defender of the law, realized that on his own he was unable to keep up with the law.
他不能靠行律法而成为义人。He
cannot become righteous by just observing the law,
成为一个无罪的人,
to become a sinless person.
因为律法只是叫人知罪,
because the law only reveals your sin.
律法不能解决人的, 不能解决罪的问题,
the law cannot solve the problem of sin.
因为人是不能满足律法的要求的,
because human, man can never fully satisfy the requirement of the law.
律法所能的就是叫人看见自己的不是。
The only thing law does for us is to help us see what our sins are.
而不能救人。
It cannot save us.
好, 举个例子。
For example,
十诫里面说不可杀人。
The Ten Commandments says, do not murder.
按照人的律法呢, 只要你没有杀人, 你就是遵守律法了。
According to man's law, as long as you didn't kill someone, then you would have observed the law.
但上帝儿子耶稣的教导呢?
But the teachings from Jesus?
他说, 凡动怒想杀人的, 实际上他就已经犯了杀人罪。
Even if you just have a thought about killing someone, the truth is you would have already killed someone.
因为上帝是看人心的。
Because God sees our heart.
请问在座的每一位, 哪一位从小到大没有向人家动怒过?
So a question to every one of us here is, have you never been mad at anyone?
如果有的话, 那在上帝的律法里, 这个人已经犯了杀人罪。
If you have been mad or angry at anyone at all, in God's eyes, you would have already broken the law.
所以基本上世人是没有办法活出无罪的生活。
So basically, no one on earth could live up to God's law.
没有人能够活出律法的要求。
No one, none of us could live up to the requirements of the law.
所以要向律法死。
So we need to die to law.
死就是断绝的意思。
To die means to be separated.
人唯一能断绝和解脱律法权势的路就是死。
The only way that we can get out from the power, from the grip of law is to die.
就是向律法死。
Which is to die to the law.
就是要认识到靠行律法的方式来满足上帝律法的要求是条死路。
We need to recognize that there's no way we can satisfy the requirements of God's law by just observing the law.
It's a dead end.
It is a dead end.
是行不通的。
We cannot pass through that.
保罗在罗马书第七章也告诉我们说，律法管人是在人活着的时候。
Romans 7, Paul says that the law has authority over someone only as long as that person lives.
所以当人死的时候就脱离律法的管制了。
So once a person die, you have broken free from the law.
所以当人向律法死的时候他就脱离了律法的管制了。
So when you die to the law, you are separated from the law.
所以向神向主活的第一点就是人需要向律法死。
So the very first point to live for God is that you need to die to the law.
所以要记得要认识，这就是要认识到人不能靠自己来满足律法的要求。
The point is that on your own, there's no way you could live a life that satisfies the requirement of the law.
人要脱离律法的管制，唯一的方式就是向律法死。
To break free from the law, and the only thing you can do is to die to the law.
如何向主活的第二点？就是向上与上帝建立关系。
Point number two, to live on how to live for God, which is to be connected to God.
就是信靠上帝的意思。
To trust and believe in God.
信靠上帝来活出我们的每一天。
Trust and believe in God so that He could help you to live daily.
信靠上帝，首先我们要认识上帝是谁。
But to trust and believe in God, you must first of all know who He is.
牧师没有办法把一一都列出来。
There's no way I could list all of them.
因为我们可能要在这边好几个礼拜，我才可以讲完。
Because to do that, I'll have to be here for a couple of weeks.
No, more than a couple of weeks. Many, many weeks.
Many, many weeks, yeah. Okay. To do that.
上帝是创造于天地万物的主。
God is the creator of heavens and earth.
上帝是独一的真神。
He is the one and only God.
上帝是自有拥有、今在、昔在、永在的上帝。
He is a God who was, who is, and who is to come.
他是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的上帝。
He is omniscient, he is omnipresent, he is omnipotent.
上帝是圣洁、良善、公义、充满慈爱、怜悯、信实的上帝。
God is a God who is holy, he is good, he is just, he is loving, he is full of mercy, and he is faithful.
上帝是个灵，是肉眼看不见的。
God is a spirit, we can't see him with our eyes.
我很喜欢你们周报 的开始的时候那句开头上面这句话说用心灵和及诚实来敬拜神。
Here, call of worship says to praise God.
因为上帝是个灵要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And to worship God in spirit and in truth. And because God is spirit, we need to worship him in spirit and in truth.
整本圣经在告诉我们上帝是谁还有他的作为。
The whole Bible tells us who God is and what he does.
我们要慢慢的去寻找。
And we need to seek him patiently.
信靠上帝就是要接受上帝为个人的救主和生命的主。
To believe in God is to accept him as a personal Lord and Savior.
上帝说的话就是真理。
All of God's words are truth.
都记载在圣经里面。
And all of his words are recorded in the Bible.
圣经把众人都圈在罪里。
The Bible says all have sinned.
就是说人人都有罪。
We all have sinned.
你有罪，我也有罪。
You have sin and I have sin.
罪在圣经的原文是不重的意思。
Sin in original language means unfaithful.
就是不重神心意的意思。
Which means you are unfaithful to the will of God.
在世上，人如果有罪的时候，他会不会被判罪？
So on this earth, if someone is guilty, will he be acquitted?
如果当无罪释放的话，这样子的话会不会不公平、不公义？
If this person were to be released and acquitted, would it be fair or unfair?
所以有罪就要受到罪的刑罚。
If one is guilty, this person needs to be punished under the law.
圣经告诉我们，罪的刑罚就是死。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
死就是与上帝断绝关系。
Death means being separated from God.
可是我们的上帝是慈爱又有怜悯的上帝啊。
But our God is a God of love and a full of mercy.
他爱世人啊。
He loved the world.
可是他又是个公义的上帝啊。
But yet he's still a very just God.
他不能把有罪的人当作无罪的人来看啊。
He cannot treat a person who is guilty as non-guilty.
有罪就得付上代价，罪的代价。
If you are a sinner, you're guilty.
就是死啊。
Then you have to pay your price, which is death.
人人都是罪人啊。
We all have sin.
罪的刑罚就是死啊。
Punishment for sin is death.
自己又救不了自己啊。
But yet we cannot save ourselves.
一个罪人又不能救另外一个罪人啊。
As a sinner cannot save another sinner.
也不能替另外一个罪人顶罪啊。
And I cannot die for another sinner.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子耶稣赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
上帝爱人，拯救人的方式，就是让他无罪的儿子成为世人，为世人的罪而死。
God loves the world, and his method of saving the world is to allow his sinless son to die for the world.
这样信耶稣的人就可以成为一个无罪的人。
By that, the person who believes in Jesus will then be redeemed.
因为他的罪已经被上帝赦免了。
Because his sin has been forgiven by God.
上帝已经饶恕他了。
God has forgiven him.
他的罪的代价已经由上帝的儿子耶稣付清了。
The punishment for his death has already been paid by the Son of God.
人所要做的就是信。
All you have to do is to believe.
信。
Believe.
信。
Believe.
信就可以得到此恩典。
Believe and you receive this grace.
信耶稣就可以得到此救恩。
You believe and you receive this salvation.
要信耶稣就是人的救主。
You must believe that Jesus is your Savior.
我们想想。当一个有名的歌星、演员、球员啊、作家等等，他们来我们这边的时候，是不是有许多人等不及的要去欢迎他，与他们接近
？So if someone famous, like a singer, an actor, an athlete, come to visit, would there be a lot of people waiting to want to go see them？
一定有嘛，我们称他为粉丝嘛，对不对
？I'm sure there are a lot of people who wants to go see this.
We call them fans.粉丝嘛，对不对？粉丝都希望与他们建立关系。
They want to build a relationship with him.
就是在一起照张照片都不错。
It'd be good if we could just stand next to each other, take a picture.
但如果一个人会希望认识一个只是红遍一时有名气的人，就会觉得很光荣、很高兴的话，就会愿意不计较代价去追求的话。
So if you would do so much just to go see someone famous just for or even just for a while, you would do so much just to go visit this person.
那我想请问一下，大家有没有想过这些有名气的人是否愿意认识你呢？
Then the question back to you is, do these famous people, do you think they are as crazy about meeting you as you are with them?
会在乎你吗？
Do you think they care about you?
就算会有多久呢
？How long will this last？
如今有一个创造宇宙万物的，又充满怜悯、慈爱、 及恩典的上帝要与你建立关系。
But now the creator of the universe, the God who is full of love and mercy and grace, and this God wants to have a relationship with you.
而且这个关系不是一时的，是今世跟永世的。
But this, furthermore, this relationship is not just, it's not temporary, it's not only for this life, it's forever.
请问你会愿意吗？
Would you be willing?
请问你知道这是何等的恩典吗？
Do you know what amazing grace this is?
他不但愿意要跟你建立关系，
Not only does God want to have a relationship with you,
他还愿意为你死，
He is willing to die for you.
他愿意赐一条新生命给你，
He is willing to give you a new life.
让我们这个罪人的罪被挪去，就像一张白纸一样，一点污点都没有。
So that he could erase our sin, he will remove our sin, and we could be pure and white, like a piece of white paper.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，要认识到这个关系。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, you must realize, understand this relationship.
要信，要接受，要感恩啊。
You must believe.Accept and be thankful.
人如何与上帝建立关系呢？
But how do you build a relationship with God?
就从相信开始。
You start by believing.
罗马书说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
约翰一书也告诉我们，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet all who believe in him, to those who believe his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
所以当人信耶稣的时候，他就与上帝建立了新的关系。
And so when you believe in Jesus, you just set up a new relationship with God.
同时他的身份也改变了。
At the same time, your status had changed.
原本是个罪人的身份。
You used to be a sinner.
现在成为上帝儿女的身份。
Now your status is one of a child of God.
你知道，在家里面做儿女是最幸福的。
You know, in any family, children are the most blessed in a family.
因为你的父母对你是包吃包住包行包衣，什么都包了。
Because your parents pay for everything for you, your clothes, your books, your food, your everything.
除了你自己需要做跟要做的事情以外，剩下他把你全都包了。
Except for a lot of things that you have to do around the house, your parents pay for everything for you.
你不用花钱，你还可以有钱拿。
You don't have to spend a single penny, but you get money to spend.
所以做儿女的是非常有福分的。
So it's such a blessing to be children in a family.
那上帝的儿女是更有福分。
So how much more blessed are you, that you are a child of God?
当我们信耶稣以后，上帝就成为我们的生命的主了。
When you believe in Jesus, God became the Lord of your life.
我们可以称他为阿爸父。
And we can call God Abba Father.
称他为上帝跟称他为阿爸父不太一样。
Calling God and him Abba Father is a little different.
上帝在好像很神圣很远啊。
God sounds so holy, so far.
当你说阿爸父的时候，这关系就拉近了。
But when you call him Father, Abba Father, the relationship just draws so much closer.
是我们可以随时走去那边的。
Is we can approach him anytime.
随时可以去抱他的。
We can go hug him anytime.
感觉到很亲密的。
There's very close relationship there.
是很甜美的。
It's very sweet.
阿爸父就像我们在世的父母一样，都不希望自己的孩子走路走偏了，走歪了。
Our Abba Father, just like any parents on earth, would never want our children to go astray.
都不希望不好的事情发生在孩子身上。
Would never want anything bad to happen to the children.
所以父母都会引导孩子们的生命。
So every parent would lead the children.
所以天父阿爸父也会引导。他孩子的生命。
In the same way, Abba Father will lead his children to in this right direction.
引导我们走在主的旨意当中。
To lead us in walking in the will of God.
我们的生命就有正确的方向了。
And when that happens, there's proper and correct direction in our life.
我们就可以靠着他所赐给我们的能力，赐给我们的恩典，来活出我们的每一天。
And we can live our life from the strength and from the grace that he gives us.
所以探索幸福的方向就是朝向上帝而活，是为主而活。
And so the direction to blessings is to live for God.
所以首先要向律法死。
To do that, we must first of all die to law.
就是明白不能依靠自己的行为。
You must understand that you cannot depend on your own works.
其次就是认识上帝，与上帝建立关系。
Secondly is to know God and to have a relationship with God.
按照上帝的意思来活出我们每一天。
And to live our daily life according to God's will.
第三点，活出幸福的价值。
Thirdly, to live your life worthy of the value of blessing.
在这个现实的世界里，每样东西每样服务都有它的价值。
In this materialistic world we live in, every item has a price to it.
请问这一瓶水多少钱？
How much do you think this bottle costs?
要看你在哪里买了。
Well, it depends on where you bought it.
如果一瓶你在 Disney 买一瓶水，
If you were to buy this bottle at Disney,
你所花的价钱，你到 Sam's 去买的话，可能可以买两箱。
The cost you pay for one bottle in Disney probably could get you two cases at Sam's.
那还有，要看你在何时何地买了。
And it also depends on where and what time you bought this.
前段时间你们这边也有台风。
Some time ago we had a hurricane that come by.
我们两个礼拜前也领教了一下。
Two weeks ago, Jacksonville also had a hurricane.
我记得台风来的时候，我就到 Sam's。去买水。
I remember when before the hurricane came, I went to Sam's.
我就看到 Sam 平常买水的地方全部空了。
And I noticed the area where they sell waters were empty.
还一大堆人徘徊在那个地方。
But then see a lot of people were just hanging around the area.
在那边等他们把水拿来。
People were waiting for more water to be delivered.
我看另外一边。
And I look around.
汽水、啤酒的地方。
Sodas, beers,
果汁的地方,
juices,
却空无一人。
But nobody was around that area.
为什么?
Why?
因为人都知道，在这种情况之下，水是必须的。
Because we know that under that circumstance, water is essential.
饮料是人想要的。
Soda was just your want.
所以这里的重点就是说，人对东西事物的价值会因环境的需要，还有世人的喜爱等条件而决定，对吗？
The point here is that the value we put on certain things are directly related to our environment, our needs, and our wants.
那我们人的生命呢？
You agree with that? So what about a human life?
请问生在有钱有势的人的家里人的生命，跟生在没有钱没有势力的人的家里的生命，他们的生命价值有何差别？
Question: If you are born in a rich family and compare that with if the person is born in a poor family, are the value of these person different?
哪一个孩子的价值，生命价值比较高？
Which child has more value in life?
最近我听到有位二十多岁的年轻人自杀了。
Recently, I heard a very young person in the 20s, he committed suicide.
我心里很伤心。
So sad.
我可以感受到他的家人的感受。
I can only imagine, I can feel how the family is feeling.
尤其是他父母的感受。
Especially how the parents were feeling.
白发人送黑发人是很痛苦的。
Painful for old to bury the young.
因为孩子是父母的宝贝。
Because children are so precious to the parents.
是父母愿意付上一切代价来抚养的宝贝。
It's so precious. The parents are willing to give up everything to raise this child.
我是位父亲。
I am a father.
我记得师母怀胎九个月的时候的感受还有不方便。
I remember when my wife was pregnant. I remember how she felt the inconvenience.
她虽然感到辛苦，但是想到将有个生命要来到这个世界。他就很欢喜。
Although it was hard, but she thought about the new life that she was going to bring into this world.
他就轻看眼前的不方便，还有眼前的苦楚。
And all the inconvenience and all the pain that she was suffering, became light.
我记得我第一眼看到 我的孩子国俊的时候。
I remember when I first lay eyes on my son.
我心中的喜乐跟激动真的是没有办法来描述。
The joy and the excitement that I have, I could not even contain.
这是上帝赐给我们的福气啊。
This is a blessing God has given me.
这是上帝交托给我们，要我们抚养他，成为上帝所要使用的器皿。
God has given us this child so that we could train this child up and turn him and make him into an instrument of blessing.
母亲生产的时候是很痛苦的。
As a mother, labor and childbirth.
我两个膀子上的指甲印就可以告诉你，告诉我他到底有多痛苦了。
The teeth marks on
not teeth marks
teeth
nail marks
oh the nail marks on both my arms prove how hard a child birth was.
所以在孩子的心，在父母的心命心目中，孩子是无价之宝啊。
Children are precious, so precious in.Every parent's eye.
是父母愿意牺牲一切来满足的。
Is they are so precious that parents would do anything, to satisfy them.
上帝就借着父母让我们看到和体会到人在他心目中的地位。
And through parents or through parenting, God allows us to, feel, the importance of parenting, of the importance of people in His eyes.
每个生命，无论是出生在有钱有势的家里
，Every life, every single life doesn't matter if this life was born into richness or poorness.
没有钱没有势力的这方
，It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor.
在上帝的眼里，都是价值连城的宝贝。
But in God's eyes, these lives are precious.
更何况我们的生命是耶稣用他的生命赎回来的。
But on top of that, our lives has been redeemed, purchased by Jesus.
是用重价买回来的。
We've been paid by a huge price.
因为他的死，我们信的人就可以因信他与罪隔绝了。
Because of his death, us who believe in him could be separated from sin.
脱离了罪的捆绑。
We can be free from the bondages of sin.
因他的复活，信的人就有新的生命。
Because of his resurrection, those who believe can have a new life.
他的爱是在我们还是罪人的时候就已经向我们显明了。
And God demonstrates his love for us that while we were still sinners, he died for us.
罗马书五章八节就已经告诉我们了。
Oh, that's Romans 5:8.
亲爱的弟兄。姐妹们，孩子们，朋友们，人是有价值的。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
请不要轻看你的生命。
We are all valuable.
有任何难处的时候，向上帝求。
So remember that you are very, very valuable in God's eyes.
上帝会听你的祷告的。
And if there's anything you need, reach out and pray to God.
请找教会里面的属灵长者。
Or you could come to church and ask any of the elderly, the elders in our church, and they'll pray for you.
可以找牧师。
You can look for a pastor.
他们会帮助你。
They'll help you.
他们可以陪你一起寻找答案。
They can help you look for the answers that you need.
寻找上帝。
They help you to look for God.
请记得你的生命是贵重的。
Please remember that your lives are
是有价值的。
It's valuable.
是世上没有任何东西可以取代的。
And nothing can replace your life in this world.
所以人首先要知道自己是贵重的。
First of all, we need to know that we are valuable.
再来就是要活出自己生命的价值。
Knowing that, then you know how to live your life.
那就是让众人看见上帝的爱。和对人的看重。
That is, then you could learn, you can live your life, so that others can see God's love in your life.
知道你的生命是为主活的。
Others can know that you live your life for God.
让人知道你是主的器皿。
That you are an instrument for God.
一个爱的器皿。
You are an instrument of love.
一个传送平安的器皿。
An instrument that delivers peace.
一个传讲主话的器皿。
An instrument that says God's word.
让人得到主的福气的器皿。
An instrument that help others to receive God's blessing.
加拉太书说：“我已经与基督同钉十架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着， 并且如今我在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
For I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves and gives himself for me.
老我就是不合上帝的我。
The old you is a you that is not pleasing to God.
不合上帝心意的我。
Is the old you that not according to the will of God.
要钉死在十字架上，与老我断绝。
It has to be nailed on the cross.
要活出新我。
To be separated from the old you, so that
就是和上帝心意的我。
Then you can live a life that is according to God's will.
这是非常挑战的。
That's a challenge.
我们自己不知道怎么活。
We don't know how to live.
但不用怕。
No.
只要信。
But do not be afraid. Believe Jesus will help you.
以前我们是靠自己活。
In the past, we live for ourselves.
如今我们要靠基督来活。
But now we have to live for Christ.
给我们生命动力的和方向的就是基督。
The person who motivates us and gives us direction.
我们要信靠他。
We have to believe him.
因为他爱我，为我们舍命。
Because he loves us and he gave his life for us.
你知道有人爱你是很幸福的。
You know, it's such a, such a blessing to know that you are being loved.
所以要让人知道上帝爱他，爱人。
So you need to let everyone know that God loves them.
这就是我们要活出的幸福的价值。
This is, why we need to live out the love of God.
首先要知道自己是贵重的。
Well, first of all, you must know that you're precious.
第二，要信有位爱我愿意为我舍命的主耶稣。
Then you have to believe that there is a God who is willing to give
his life for you. 信靠主的引导。
And then thirdly is to believe that God in God's direction.
主耶稣是天父的爱子。
Jesus Christ is God's son.
是我们的榜样。
He's our example.
有他的引领，我们就可以活出合神心意的生命。
With his leading, we can live a life that's pleasing to God.
各位弟兄姐妹们，你幸福吗？
So dear brothers and sisters, Do you feel blessed?
这周末所有的幸福的信息都指向一个重点。
So this weekend we talk a lot about being blessed, and there's only one important point.
幸福的缘由，幸福的器皿，幸福的两面，幸福的传承，还有幸福的持续，都是与耶稣有关。
All of these messages are all related to Jesus.
主耶稣是上帝的独生子。
Jesus Christ, He's the only Son of God.
是上帝赐福给我们幸福的源头。
He's the source of God's blessings for us.
我们是他的器皿。
We are His instrument.
我们要将幸福传递给我们周围的人。
We need to spread His blessings to people around us.
我们要记得主耶稣为我们，为了我们，是为了我们能够得到幸福的恩典。他付上自己生命的代价。
We must remember that Jesus, for the sake of us receiving this blessing, He gave His life.
上帝爱我们，我们既然得到了爱，我们就要将上帝的爱与恩典传下去。
And God loves us; He loves us so much. So now that we have received this blessing, we need to spread His blessing to the next generation.
人是上帝唯一用他自己的形象造的。
Man is the only creation that God created.After his own image.
所以人是尊贵的。
And that's why there's dignity in people.
是有价值的。
And it's valuable.
是上帝所看重的。
And we are precious in God's eyes.
是属上帝的。
We belong to God.
是宝贵的。
Precious.
是耶稣在十字架上流血换回来的。
And we are being paid by the blood of Christ on the cross.
上帝爱你。
God loves you.
上帝疼你。
God adores you.
他要与你建立亲密的关系。
He wants to have a close relationship with you.
我们一起来唱这首歌，宝贵十字架。
Let's sing this song together.
借着这首歌，让我们思考，让我们记得，他爱我们，为我们在十字架上所成就的事。
And let's this song help us to remember God, what Jesus did for us on the cross.
主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体为我而生，带我出黑暗。进入光明国度。 再次能看见主耶稣，我感谢你，你的宝血为我而流，宝贵是加上一直恩典永留，赐予我完全的自由，宝贵是加的大能我生命，主耶稣，我夫妇敬拜你，宝贵是家的救恩，是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变。身体为我而生，带我出黑暗，进入光明国度，使我再次能看见主耶稣。我感谢你，你的宝血为是加上一直恩典永留，是我完全的自由，宝贵是加的大能赐我生命，主耶稣，我夫妇敬拜你，宝贵是加的是家的救恩，是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变，宝贵是家的大能赐我生命，主耶稣，我夫妇敬拜你，宝贵是家的救恩，是你所立的约，你的爱
不改变。
你的爱永不改变。
牧师，我很感谢贵教会让师母跟我来到这里来服侍你们。
I'm so thankful that your church has allowed me and my wife to come and serve you.
今天牧师讲完最后的一篇信息了。
So this morning I have completed my last message.
下午牧师就要回家了。
I'll start driving home this afternoon.
虽然只来了三天。
Although it's only been 3 days.
可是我对这个家已经有感情了。
I've already had feelings for this family.
我会把你们放在我们的祷告中。
I'll be praying for you.
你们的面孔。
All of your faces.
我可能记不住每一个人。
I may not remember every face.
但是我知道上帝记得。
But I know God remembers.
上帝爱你们。
God loves you.
我不知道在我们中间有多少人还没有认识耶稣。
I don't know how many of you among us hasn't come to know Jesus.
牧师没有什么可以给你。
There's nothing much I can give you.
牧师只能给你一个邀请。
But I can only give you an invitation.
邀请你相信牧师所相信的。
I invite you to believe what I believe.
相信我愿意摆上自己所信的那位主。
I want you to believe in this God that I'm willing to give my life up for.
因为主，我今天可以在这边传讲信息。
Because of God, I can stand here and tell you about Him.
因为主，他改变了我的生命，使我能够活出新的生命。
Because God has changed my life, He's allowed me to live a new life.
他给我机会。
He gave me an opportunity.
让我有活出新生命的机会。
He gave me an opportunity to live a new life.
让我能够为主而活的机会。
He gave me an opportunity to live my life for Him.
牧师爱你们。
I love you.
我虽然不是你们这里的牧师，
although I'm not your pastor,
但是你们都是属神的。
But you all belong to God.
我是神的仆人。
I am a servant of God.
所以我一样爱你们。
And so I love you as well.
牧师要邀请你们。
And I want to invite you.
如果在你们当中，在我们当中还没有认识耶稣的人，
If you does not know Jesus yet,
你愿意接受耶稣为你的个人的救主？
Are you willing to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
成为你生命的主？
Be the Lord of your life?
愿意相信牧师所相信的上帝？
Are you willing to believe the God that I believe?
我就请你在你的位置上举起你的手来。
If you're willing to do that, I invite you to raise your hand where you're sitting.
举起手来，勇敢地向上帝说，我愿意。
Raise your hand bravely and tell God that I'm willing.
我们一起低头。
Let us bow our heads.
如果神的灵在你心里面做那感动的工作，
If the Spirit of God is working in your heart,
求你不要消灭那感动。
I ask that you don't,
就将你的手举起来。
I ask that you don't quench the spirit. Just raise your hand.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
愿意的请举手。
If you're willing, please just raise your hand.
感谢主，请你们放下。
Thank God.
感谢主，请你放下。
Thank you, God.
还有吗？还有愿意的吗？不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe. Is there any more?
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
爱你，非常的爱你。
He loves you so much.
还有吗？
Is there any more?
我最后一次的邀请了。
This is my last invitation.
你愿意接受耶稣为你个人的救主和生命的主吗？
Are you willing to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and your Savior?
我们为刚才三位，我们献上我们的祷告。
I pray for those three who just raised their hand.
献上我们的感谢。
We give God our thankfulness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你让我们在这个地方能够遇见你。
Thank you for thank you that we can meet you here.
谢谢你亲自的让我们亲自的来吸引这三个人来归向你。
Thank you for attracting these three to come back to you.
谢谢你让我们在这个地方经历到你的恩典。
Thank you that we can experience your grace here.
能够看见这三个人愿意将自己交托给你。
That we can see these three who's willing to give their life for you.
让你成为他们个人的救主和生命的主。
To allow you to be their personal Lord and Savior.
主啊，愿你与他们同在。
Lord, we pray that you be with them.
带领他们前面的道路。
Lead their life.
让他们知道他们是有盼望的。
Remind them that they have hope.
让他们知道他们是属于你的。
Let them know that they belong to you.
让他们知道他们生命中有你与他们同在。
Let them know that they have you with them in their lives.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，孩子在这里要为塔城祷告。
Lord, I want to pray for Tallahassee Church.
主啊，你把这群你所爱的人放在这里。
Lord, you have gathered all who loves you here.
你有你的旨意。
You have your will.
我们虽然他们在寻找牧师，
although they're looking for a pastor,
但是你就是那大牧人。
But you are the great shepherd.
你一定会按照你的意思差派你的仆人来。
You will send your servant here according to your will.
你也会按照你的意思在这个地方树立你的仆人出来。
And you will also, according to your will, raise up someone that you want.
来牧养你所爱的教会。
To shepherd this church that you love.
喂养你所爱的教会
to nourish this church that you love
来看顾保守你为你付上生命代价的教会
to watch over and protect this church that you gave your life up for
主啊我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
求你与我们同在
be with us
我们感谢祷告不配奉告主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祈求
praise you and thank you we pray all of these in Jesus name
Amen
Amen, Amen.